phones on audio connection are mute until such time you are presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first. Be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect the meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Okay, so we have just a few seconds here.
I'm trying to turn my camera on, but it won't let me. I've been having a lot of Teams issues lately. So, my apologies.
You've come to the right place.
I know. It seems to be a theme for today, right?
Right. All right. We're going to start. We'll see what we can do here. Welcome to Mission Academy, a regular board meeting. It's Tuesday, March 1st, 2022 at 1 o'clock. Meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in the Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@missionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. So we're going to open this meeting up, and we're going to do a roll call so we can establish a quorum. Charles Stanford, present. Claudette Beck.
Present.
Mike Malloy.
Present.
John Dorch.
Present.
Barbara Willebrand.
Present.
So we do have a quorum. And now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'd like to ask Claudette to do that and everyone else to be on hold, on mute.
Hi, everyone. If you would like to stand up, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Perfect. All right. So now we're going to go to staff introductions, and we'll start with corporate officers. Mr. Brown. Jeff, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, would you like to introduce yourself as a...
Yes, thank you very much. I was on a conference call, sorry. Yes, this is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
All right, and Jerry Vincent?
Good afternoon, President Stanford. This is Jeff Martineau. Jerry Vincent had to take care of some quick business. She will be joining as soon as she can. Thank you.
All right, no problem. School staff.
My camera's working. Lindsay Reese, area superintendent.
Oh, good. There she is.
And hello, everyone. It's Jenna Yunus, principal. It's so wonderful to be here today and see everyone.
Hi, Jenna. Anyone else? Sorry about my dog, you guys.
Hi, this is Jerry Vincent, corporate officer. I apologize for the delay in my arrival.
All right. Any more school staff? School legal counsel.
Afternoon, all. Bill Thompson, legal counsel.
And any advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting?
Hello, board. This is Gita Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
And good afternoon. This is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
And any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right, so welcome, everyone. So now we're going to go to 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. And this is Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. In your board packets, you will find the resolution for continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
Not for me. Any other board members? Can I have a motion and a second to pass 1E?
Beck, I'll make a motion to approve 1E.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Claudette Beck has motion. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been adopted unanimously. We're now on 1F. Approve agenda for the March 1st, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. And I need a motion and a second to approve 1F.
Michael, I make a motion. John Dortch will second the motion.
All right. Mike Malloy has motion. John Dortch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
1F has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1G. Approved minutes of the January 21st, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read these. Are there any questions or discussions or corrections? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
Barbara Willebrand, move.
Okay, so Barbara Willebrand, move. Mike Malloy, second. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
1G has been approved unanimously. 1H. Approved minutes of the February 7th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. And I assume everyone has read this. Are there any questions or corrections, discussion? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1H?
Barbara Willebrand, move.
Okay.
Slide back second.
Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
1H has been approved unanimously. So now we're moving into 2, the consent items. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. And these are A, 1 and 2. 1, the board will be asked to approve the 2022-23 school calendar. And 2, the board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for virtual instructions and addendum to the school's health and safety plan. Is there anyone who needs any of these to be set aside or for further discussion? If not, can I have a motion to approve 2 consent items A, 1, and 2?
John Dortch, move to approve. Mike Malloy, second.
Thank you, gentlemen. John Dortch has moved. Mike Malloy has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So the consent agenda A, 1, and 2 has been passed unanimously. So now we're in public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes the translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone that's on from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, thank you so much. So now we're on 3. That was 3. So now we're on 4. School reports and information. This is our principal update, and it's Jenna.
Thank you, Board President Stanford, and members here in attendance today. My name is Jenna Yunus. I'm the principal at Mission Academy, and I wanted to provide you with some updates today. The first update I have for you all is the enrollment, current enrollment. So Mission Academy is at 444 students currently. On July 1st, we started our school year with 329 students. So we've had a growth of 25.9% over the course of the school year. And that's in maintaining consistent, you know, utilization and expectations for our students to be completing coursework as well. So we are rocking and rolling, and we're continuing to see an influx of inquiries around foster, special education, honor students, you know, a variety of parents and students who are looking for, you know, options in education. So just some demographics of interest. Our middle school program has also grown. So 11% of our student population is in grades 6 through 8. We have been fairly consistent with special education, around 15%. We have 11% English learners. That's remained pretty stable. But we have seen an influx of older students this past school year. 74% of our students are 16 years old and older. And that is in part due to the pandemic, as we know, which did stall a lot of students. And of course, you know, AB 104, trying to get students back in school, recover credits and or, you know, matriculate them to the next step in their post-secondary plan. About 52% of our student population at this time is Hispanic, Latino, or Mexican American. 23% white and 15% Black or African American. We are also seeing an influx of ex-gender students, so non-binary students or transgender students. We're at 2%, but we have seen heard from those students more recently. We still have a high mobility rate. So while our enrollment has grown, what that means is we still have students entering and exiting, and we are successfully transitioning students back to a district of residence or, you know, recovering credits and then providing them with a pathway to continue their education at another school. We have a variety of reasons, but we are very busy enrolling students and then, helping them get to that next step or wherever they, you know, need to be. We have our WASC visit scheduled for next school year. It was pushed back a year because of COVID, but Mission Academy is undergoing WASC accreditation or evaluation, and that is February 27th through March 1st, 2023, so a year from now. And we are also currently writing our Trauma Resilient Educational Communities Accreditation, which will basically document our processes and our professional development and training in trauma-informed practices to recognize us as a trauma-resilient and trauma-trained school program. So very happy about that. We've been working on that for about 2 years with several partnerships for trauma-resilient and trauma-resilient communities. So I have two quick student success stories to share with you. One of them comes from a student who is a partner with our Soledad Enrichment Action, or SEIA. SEIA is an organization in Los Angeles County that serves high-need students, partners with probation, very low socioeconomic status neighborhoods of students, and we work with the liaison there and have been for several years. And we just had a graduate. So as of February 17th, one of our students there who came from that program, Jasmine, graduated. She came to us from SEIA program in 2019. She had a hard time at her previous school, and so she made a pact with her mom to finish school if she got to choose where she could go. So mom has been very supportive and involved in her education and attended many meetings with her academic advisor and our assistant principal. And despite having an IEP, being an English learner, and initially having a probation officer, she has graduated. She was also selectively mute. So her special education disability, she wouldn't talk to us. And we're this virtual program, right? So we found ways to communicate with her, and we found ways to connect with her. Her teacher told me that it was just really special because she got to know her in person before the pandemic and at some of our SEA partner sites, and were able to make her laugh. She was motivated. She even called one of her teachers to ask him, you know, about her final grade in the class. And I hope to follow up maybe with some photos for you of some of our graduates at one of the next meetings. But definitely a team effort. The other success story I wanted to share with you in relation to our mobility rate is for a student that moved out of state, but they took the time to write a letter to the teacher. And this was Jasmine, two Jasmines today. This was another student, Jasmine B. And she wrote a letter to her teacher that said, "Dear Mrs. Vega, for my next class, I am asking you not to add one. After I finish up with history, my family and I will be moving. My parents are planning to put me back into a traditional public school and disenroll me from Mission Academy after my credits have gone through. I am so thankful for all of the time I've had with this school. You and Mrs. Lai have been amazing teachers, and the staff here is so kind. I will get back to you about the information needed when the time arises, and until then, you know, thank you." But really proud of just the self-advocacy that our students are showing, and the responsibility and understanding of their education that they take as a result of working one-on-one with our teachers. So kind of two different examples, one of a high-risk, high-need student, and another one who came to us for what she needed. We met her where she was at, and then we're able to, you know, successfully transition her. So that concludes my board report for today. Thank you.
No, that was wonderful. Thank you. We love hearing those stories. It just connects us so much to those kids. Wow. All right. Any comments from the other board members?
I agree with you, Carol. Really nice to hear what the parents are doing and what the kids are doing and what their accomplishments are.
Yeah. Anybody else? All right. Thank you so much, Jenna. That meant a lot. Thank you so much for giving us the enrollment. It just gives us such a good picture of what's going on. We're now going to go to 4B finance updates, and this is Gita.
Thank you, Board. So if you refer to your PDF packet, page 65, it's also on the screen. You can follow the document is Hanmi Financial Update. As of January 31st, 2022, it shows the line of credit for the school and the amount that was currently withdrawn as of that date, January 31st, which is zero for the school. If the school has met the covenant, and the school has always met the covenant, as well as the interest rate. So this is just basically for your information purposes if you ever need to access the document. So if there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. And that concludes my section. Thank you.
Thank you, Gita. We're looking pretty healthy here. This is good.
Yeah.
Any comments from the other board members? All right. Then we're going to move to 4C, current vendor list. This is Lindsay.
Yes, thank you. Please turn to page 67 of your packet. The attachment is a listing of all of the school's vendors with a brief description of services. As you can see, the list includes vendors who provide a variety of services, including professional development, technology, healthcare benefits, etc. We present this list to the board as an informational item twice a year for your review. I have reviewed the list for accuracy and am presenting the list to the board as an informational item. Please review the list for any potential conflicts of interest. If you have any questions, please reach out to me or Jeff Marco. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. Any comments on the vendor list? Okay. I'm sure it's a fluid list. It's because of COVID, we're going in and out. Yeah. All right. So now we're going to be on D, 2022-23 board meetings dates, and they're going to put those up. And we really appreciate that. I know I have them on my calendar. And if you notice, these are going into 2023. So I got to get another calendar. That's great. All right. Thank you so much for those. All right. We're going to go to action items. The board will be asked to approve the A through G completion improvement grant plan. And this is Lindsay.
Hello again. For your reference, please turn to page 71 through 75 of your board packet. As a brief reminder, I shared details about the A through G completion improvement grant plan during the January board meeting during a public hearing. The A3G Completion Improvement Grant Program was established to provide additional support to the LEAs to help increase the number of California high school pupils, particularly unduplicated pupils, who graduate from high school with A3G eligibility. The A3G Improvement Grant Program consists of three separate grants, including the two Mission Academy will be applying for, which is the A3G Access Grant and the A3G Learning Loss Mitigation Grant. The CEE recently updated the allocation amounts for this grant and have not yet released the exact allocation per school. These funds will be available for expenditure through the 25-26 school year. There have been no changes to the plan since the public hearing in January. If there are no further questions, we would like to recommend that the board approve the A-G Completion Improvement Grant Plan as presented during our public hearing in January. Thank you.
All right. Any questions or comments?
Yeah, I have a question. How many AP exams do you give a year?
Not many. Typically, there's not a high demand for it from our students. They are, we do offer them, and we can also support with fun, like waivers or fee waivers to help students who may not be able to afford to take the test, but we don't have a ton of interest in AP exams.
Okay, just curious. It's just your demographics. I mean, it's just, I was an AP teacher. Back then, my kids had to pay for it. Now everybody gets paid for it, which is fortunate. Yeah. All right. Good question, though. So can we have any other comments from the board members? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5A?
Barbara Willebrand, move.
Claudette Beck, second.
Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Don Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 5A has been approved unanimously. So we're on 5B. The board will be asked to approve the second interim report on the revised budget of the 21-22 school year. Gita.
Thank you, board. So if you refer in your PDF packet, you can find the full second interim report document on pages 77 to 84. This report is the second financial report of the fiscal year and shows the financial condition of the school after the first 7 months of the operation, and that's July 1, 2021 through January 31st, 2022. The report is composed of financial sections, and that includes the original budget on column A, a revised budget column B, actual year-to-date on column C, and projected year-end totals on column D. The report also includes the projected school reserves at the year-end and ABA information on the last page of the report. We will start by looking at the average daily attendance, which is on the last section of the financial report on page PDF page 84 of your packet. The bottom half of this report shows the budgeted ADA used to develop the original school budget and the updated projection of ADA for this second interim report based on the current enrollment trend. The school's original budget projected an ADA of 786. However, at the school, at the second interim, the school is projecting a funding ADA of 525. That's lower than the original budget and higher than the projected at the first interim, which was projected at 509 ADA. The decrease of 261 ADA from the original budget will have a negative impact on most funding sources for this year. We're going to review the revenue and expenditures for the 7 months of the fiscal year. That's Form 62. So the revenue starts on page 77 of your packet. The school is projecting a total revenue of $7.7 million. This shows a decrease of $3 million compared to original budget, primarily coming from decrease in funding ADA. The decrease was somehow offset by additional revenue from other state revenue sources that come from A-G Completion Improvement Grant Program that the school expects to receive before the fiscal year end. Individual revenue sources, federal, other state revenue, and other local revenues show noticeable changes from original budget revenue figures. These changes on different revenue sources were mostly caused by reallocation of the revenue two different sources and explained previously in the presentation of the first interim report. On the expense side, the school is budgeting total expenditure of $7.1 million. These expenditures are lower than the original budget and higher than the prior projections at the first interim report. Comparing the revised budget to the original budget, column A and B, the revised budget total expenditures decreased by 28%, from $9.9 million to $7.1 million. The decrease is caused by a combination of a decrease in teachers and support salaries and a small decrease in classified instructional salaries. Also, the revised budget includes a decrease of about 38% in the books and supplies category. And that's due to decrease in equipment and software spending. The budget for operating expenses decreased by 42% from $2.7 million to $1.5 million compared to the original budget. That's due to combination of small increase in insurance costs and a decrease in training, professional services, and communication. After the current projection of revenue and expenditure, the school is budgeting an excess revenue of $595,000. If you refer to Section F, net position on page 2 of the report, you will see that the current reserve of $769,000 and the budgeted excess revenue of $595,000, the school will end up fiscal year 21-22 with a projected reserve of $1.3 million, which is 19% of the total annual expenditures. Of this $1.3 million of reserve, $258,000 will be restricted and will be spent in future years following the plans for the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant and A to G Completion Grant. That concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you, Board.
This is Board President Stanford. That is really healthy. Wow. It's amazing. Any other comments? I felt you smiling. Anybody else? All right. On that, can I have a motion, a second, to approve 5B?
Mike Malloy makes a motion. John Dortch, second.
Mike Malloy is motion. John Dortch is second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 5B has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 5C. The board will be asked to approve using the auditing firm Wilkinson Hadley King & Company, LLP, for the 21-22 school audit. And this is Kika.
Thank you. And good afternoon, board again. I would like to direct you to the proposed presentation of Wilkinson Hadley & King. You can find this document in your PDF packet as well on pages 86 to 93. This proposal is to prepare the school June 30th, 2022 annual audit. The proposal outlines the audit process and responsibilities and the fee of $12,000 to prepare the June 30th, 2022 audit report. As a reminder, Wilkinson Hadley King & Company CPA firm is on the state's approved auditor list and is currently preparing the 2020 Form 990 Federal Return of Organization exempt from income tax. I would be happy to answer any questions, and if there are no questions, I would like to recommend to the board using the auditing firm Wilkinson Hadley & King for the 2022 annual audit. Thank you.
Any questions from board members? Not. Can I have a motion and a second to approve 5C?
Barbara Willebrand moved.
Claudette Beck second.
All right. Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Carol Stanford? Aye. Claudette Beck? I got this.
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so we have approved 5C. 5D, the board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. Gita.
Hello, board again. So the, if you refer to page 95, you'll see a summary that's noted There were some red lines on the accounting manual that was strictly grammatical and formatting corrections throughout the manual. There was no content changes made in the document, and the full manual was sent via email to the full board. So I just wanted to let the board know that there was no content changes, but because all the revisions are required according to our policies to bring to the board, I just wanted to let the board be aware of this revision. So that concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you.
Thank you, Gita. Any other questions or comments from the board? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5B?
Michael, I make a motion. John Dorsch will second.
Michael Lloyd has motion. John Dorsch is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorsch?
Aye.
Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
So 5D has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 6, observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you very much, President Stanford. I would like to thank the board for their dedication. And I'd like to thank Principal Jenna. 440 students. Last board meeting, I mentioned that we're starting a new year and we need to really go with it. Well, obviously, they're going with it. And that's pretty exciting. And the population is so diverse. I think that's wonderful. That gets a mixture of students that get to know each other. And as we're going back to school, I think that's extremely important, not only for the safety of our students, but for our community as well. So having said that, I would like to turn it back to you, Madam President.
Thank you. Round Terry.
Thank you. So thank you, Board. Jenna, I want to acknowledge the marked improvement of the progress of the school as a program under your guidance. And Ms. Lindsay Reeves, you're shaking your head in agreement, I see there, but your leadership is essential to this. And the partnership between you and Jenna is proving to be as wonderful as we knew it would be. And we're so grateful for our students getting to experience your commitment. So thank you so much. And of course, board, we appreciate you and your support for Jenna and Lindsay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
This is Board President Stanford. Just want to thank everyone. Really appreciate the enrollment and the demographics. That really helps us a lot envision what's going on. Love the student updates, the two Jasmines. That was wonderful to hear that. So thank you for everybody that's doing so much. And thank you for Shelley for working with me so much. All right. Any other board members? All right, I'm the only one that keeps blabbing. So we're going to go to closing items. Our next regular board meeting is April 19th. And now I need a motion and a second to adjourn. Okay, so now I'm now finally cutting out again. So let me try that again. Could I have a motion and a second?
Beck will make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
And all the way through this. Claudette Beck has motion. Barbara Willebrand, a second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
Thank you. So it has been approved unanimously that we are adjourned. Thank you for this wonderful meeting. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.